And we're joined now by Lawrence Jackson. He was the White House photographer for 8 years with President Barack Obama, and his work is presented in vivid detail, a beautiful book, Yes, We Did, Photos and Behind-the-Scenes Stories Celebrating Our First African-American President. And you had, as they say, unusual access, and a photographer sometimes gets in the way, but I guess, Lawrence, the key is to have people not even know you're there. How do you do that?
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim. The biggest compliment I've ever been given while doing my job is I didn't know you were in the room.
Well, you caught some candid shots, and I'd forgotten how telegenic and photogenic President Obama is. He certainly was an elegant man, and you capture him in all his glory. Certainly, he's in fantastic physical condition. It always helps to, when you're in good shape, when you put on a suit. A suit can only cover so much poundage effectively.
That's correct.
Well, how was he to work with?
The entire family was an absolute joy to work with. They were, people ask me all the time, what were they like? And, I got to tell you, they were just the sweetest, nicest people to their staff, to the general public. And, they understood that we were there to do a job, and they let us do it. And I can't thank them enough for allowing me to be part of it.
Well, I see a photo of him and Kevin Durant, the NBA star. Durant, of course, is a tall, angular man. The president's a tall guy, former president. But what a fun shot that is in the Oval Office.
Yeah, well, that picture is one of my favorites because it the spontaneity of that photo. They were talking about something, and obviously related to sports, and then they started doing these gestures and moves, and then you see in the book, they're acting it out right there. But the picture to me says more about the fact that the president, who doesn't get out very often, in terms of like just taking a walk down the street, right?
Right.
Whenever he leaves the campus, there are 40 or 50 people that are with him at any given time. So it was always important for the staff to try and get people to come to him to help break up his day or help brighten his day in some small way. And it didn't have to be a basketball star. It could be a kid of one of the staffers or something like that.
How often did you travel with him?
Well, travel was a big part of the job. I think I clocked it at 42 countries in the 8 years that we were there. And I don't think I made it to every state, but pretty close. I think we're at 47 states.
Well, you capture some remarkable moments in all parts of the world, but some of them, of course, are right at the White House. Here's one, the president walking to the Oval Office after bidding farewell to Pope Francis on the south lawn of the White House. It looks like you're shooting from an aerial position. Where were you?
Yeah, I was on the roof of the Oval Office.
And did he have any idea you were taking photos of him when he was walking? Maybe.
I think he did. Yeah, I think so. I can't remember for that particular photo. I've done that shot several times, and he has seen me up there before. But I don't know if that particular time he saw me.
Well, I remember Neil Leifer of Sports Illustrated, who, of course, covered Muhammad Ali's fights. The most famous one is when he was on top of the scoreboard, and he took a photo of Cleveland Williams prone on the canvas after being knocked down by Muhammad
right.
Ali.
And
this shot. Yes. The shadow, it's a beautiful, beautiful photograph.
And, Thank you.
And the unabashed joy that you see from Beyonce as she hugs him. It is the first lady.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In Central Park, September 26, 2015. Where were you? You must have been, it looks like you were fairly close to the action.
I was backstage off to the side.
Okay. And it looks like you're like 2 feet away. You even caught the first lady in her yoga class.
Yeah.
How did they give you access to that?
Well, that was East Room of the White House, and it was with a bunch of White House and government staffers. And it was just a part of her Let's Move program, and they were, you know, encouraging people to exercise, and they held a yoga class there. And, you know, it's my job to be there, or our job to be there for whenever she does anything, and the job of her duties of First Lady.
Now, a lot of presidents, of course, they want their private time, and they view people like you as being intrusive at some points. Did he ever say, get out of the way?
He has never told me to get out of the room or anything like that. But I have been kicked out by staffers for sensitive topics, as in the book where there's a picture of the president in the diplomatic room with his security, national security team. And this is when he gave the decision for the go-ahead for SEAL Team 6 to go after Osama bin Laden.
Well, you have been taking pictures since you were 15 years old.
That is correct. My mom bought me my first camera.
How did you get chosen for this gig?
Well, I originally applied to be chief photographer for the Obama administration, and they gave it to Pete Souza. I'm still okay with that. It's a good choice. But Pete called me up a few weeks later and offered me the job, or wanted to know if I was still interested in the job, be a part of the White House. And I said, let's talk, and we worked it out, and it was one of the best decisions I've ever made.
And was he an amiable fellow? It's a job with a lot of stress. I'm sure you caught him at times when he was not happy. That's part of the job. But was he always kind to you?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, in my book, I talk about how at a certain point, and this is not just me, but other staffers, you know, I felt like, you know, the way the president was looking at me, I felt like he didn't like me or I did something wrong. And really what it was that the president has a lot on his mind at any given point, whether it's the Gulf spill, oil spill in the Gulf, or the Ebola crisis in Africa. You know, he has to be, you know, president at all times and for all people. So sometimes, you know, he's just focused on other things. And that's that look that we got, the staffers and I talked about. And it had nothing to do with us. It was just us, you know, being around him at a time when he had a lot on his mind.
Well, some presidents just looked the part. Jack Kennedy, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Ronald Reagan, they all looked the part, and he certainly dressed elegantly. He knew where he was, and you didn't see him looking sloppy, did you?
No. I think I write in the book, you know, there's a phrase that's what the president said this, but act like you've been there before is always, you know, and whenever you enter a room, enter it with a smile, and it puts people at ease. And there were a lot of times in which the president may have been out of place, but he never showed it. He always, you know, he entered the room with a smile, which is, you know, the best advice I could give anybody.
Well, there's a poignant photograph of you capturing the president and the first lady marching. Where was this?
This was in Selma.
It was the 50th anniversary, the Selma Bridge, right?
That's correct.
There's John Lewis between them. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he and the First Lady appeared to like one another.
They do. There's a picture in the book where she's kind of playfully slapping him in the face in the old dining room, and to me that encapsulates, you know, their relationship in my eyes. Always, you're a married couple for any number of years. You've got a language and a way of being around each other that's really endearing and special to watch. And this is one of those cases.
Well, the book is Yes, We Did, Photos and Behind-the-Scenes Stories Celebrating Our First African-American President, Lawrence Jackson. And Lawrence, you, of course, are African-American. This had to be a great honor for you to become the official White House photographer for President Obama.
It was. It really was.
Thank you, sir, and congratulations on a beautiful book.
Thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time.
We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. If everything goes according to form, to tomorrow we should hear from Bob Edwards. Today's the 40th anniversary of Morning Edition, and Bob was there for the first broadcast. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial.